Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you and also will do it. So say it with me. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a flesh body. I am a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. And you can locate people just by the way they talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
No. Most people think the soul and the spirit is the same thing. It couldn't be. Because you find it right there, and you also find it in the book of Hebrews. Anyway, to settle that and make sure that we know for sure what we're talking about. Now, let's talk about correction. Let's look at Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 1 through 4. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, or the developer of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. Stay on course. Jimmy Donaldson, are you here? Jimmy, stand up. Now, you're a pilot. When you started learning how to fly, did they teach you the E6B computer? Yeah, sure they did. There was no GPS. No, GPS, I mean, you know, go preach somewhere, I guess. But thanks, Jimmy. The E6B computer. It's a circular slide rule. And that's a picture of one. Now, here's what I want you to hear. Altitude correction. Airspeed correction. On the back of this thing is a wind computer. This goes way, 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 way back. after December the 7th, 1941, United States Army Air Corps ordered 400,000 of these things. Correction. Now, Jimmy, let's say you're flying 200 mile an hour airplane. And you're just sitting up there fat, dumb, and happy and just not paying any attention to anything that's going on. You didn't check anything. You look for your computer. Oh, man, I left it at home. I don't know what the wind's doing.
Oh, my.
So you're 10 degrees off course. That's all. Just 10 degrees.
Come on.
Now, 200 mile an hour airplane for 4 hours. Now, a 200 mile an hour airplane at 4 hours, that's pretty close to the range of that airplane. He's 10, another 10 degrees off course. In 4 hours, that fella will be off course 133 miles, plus a little. Now he has a problem.
Yeah.
And that's not to take into consideration the storms that come along the way that he has to go around.
Yeah.
And he can get off out there and get lost that way.
Yeah.
If he's over the water, he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Just because he wasn't paying attention and making his corrections.
Yes.
So then, now what does he have to have? He's got to have some direction.
Right. Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do I do? So, I'm 10 degrees off course. Whoa, 130, nearly 134 miles. Now what do I do? Where's my chart? Oh, no, I don't know what my charts are. Oh, woe is me. So, do I go back this way and get on course and then go? Or do I go directly from where I am now to my destination? He has to have some direction.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
He's in trouble.
That's right.
Could be bad trouble.
Yes.
So, stay on course. This book, this Holy Bible, is a very blunt book of corrections and directions and course guidance. How do I get back on course? Now, first, turn with me to Nehemiah. Now, this tells us, this gives us direction, but it also shows us the goodness and the mercy of God. Nehemiah chapter 9. Let's back up here and 14, made known unto them your holy Sabbath, commands them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, thy servant, gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, promised them that they should go in to possess the land, which thou hadst sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to the commandments, and refused to obey. They refused to listen. Everyone listen. They're off course. But listen to this. They refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsook them not. He's not going to forsake you. Then how do I get back? Okay, let's go to Hebrews 2:1. Verse 13 of the first chapter, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, we ought to give and the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earnest heed.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Listen. Listen. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That he's still talking about the ministering angels.
Right.
Which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, with different miracles and gifts or distributions of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Now, here we are again. Listening.
Yeah.
But we have, what did he say? What did he say? Give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. These are covenant words. Those are corrective words.
Amen.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I've noticed this when you take a panorama of the Bible, this covenant book, this book of covenants, and the big deal is the blessing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the big deal. The blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
Throughout the book.
Yes.
And the correction is to keep one in that place of the blessing of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, but now wait a minute. There are some directions and corrections. There's 23 verses before this. And nobody starts with wherefore. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, envies, all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, that he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word being disobedient. Well, there you go. That'll get you killed. Whereunto also they were appointed. But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or a special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that may be your good works, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Do you see that? For the Lord's sake. Whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors. For so is the will of God that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Proper respect. For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even whereunto were you called, even whereunto were you called. He's not writing to preachers. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed, for we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. So somebody just jumps from Isaiah 53 to 1 Peter 2:24, and then you don't get healed. Well, I don't understand that. All this correction, instructions of righteousness in covenant. All right, turn with me to 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a servant or a slave and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Same faith, the same precious faith that this great apostle has? Well, yes. What did we just read? Dum-de-dum-dum-dum. Looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith. It's the faith of God.
That's right.
Wasn't Peter's faith, not my faith, not your faith.
Right.
Jesus said, have the faith of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you just take those precious, exceeding great and precious promises. Look at that. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and excellence, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through human desires. Now, how did Peter get his name? What did he say over there? Simon Peter. He used to be Simon Bar-Jonah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now the name change in covenant. God appeared to Abram. Your name shall no longer be called Abram, but Abraham. The H in the middle of his name in Hebrew, Hashem, the name. The name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
The name.
He changed his name. As for me, my covenant is between me and thee.
That's right.
Amen.
So from then on, now in the King James Version, it's correct. And in saying that Abraham was the friend of God and capitalized it. That's correct. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It is a covenant friend. It is a blood-joined man or woman. Because that friendship is sworn.
Yeah. Amen.
Exceeding great and precious promises. Glory to God. That by these you might become partakers of the divine nature, which is found in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. His name, the merciful name, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in kindness, abounding in faithfulness, extending mercy to the thousandth generation, extending kindness, forgiving iniquity. That's the divine nature. He is love. And these are love covenants.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
I want to know what direction to take, what path to forge.
Where am I to go? What am I to do? Who should I have by my side?
Are my past decisions working for me? Is my mindset correct?
God has the answers to these questions, and He wants to tell you. Hearing Wisdom's Voice, audio series by Kenneth Copeland, will make it clear to you how to hear the voice of God's wisdom and rely on Him to guide you in every area of your life. Hearing the voice of the Spirit of Wisdom is what leads you to make adjustments and receive direction. As you're faced with repetitive everyday decisions like what to make for dinner, or huge decisions like where to live or who to marry, you need wisdom. You need to know what course to take and to know if your direction should change. Wisdom will point you to the right ways of thinking. It leads you to the right types of messages to take in your eyes and your ears. You need to know what is truth and right. You need the wisdom of God to guide you. Request your free CD series, Hearing Wisdom's Voice by Kenneth Copeland. Be led of the Spirit and let God's wisdom lead you into a place of peace in every situation, wherever you are and whatever is happening around you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. For 55 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has been teaching believers worldwide how to apply the principles of faith founded in God's Word. Our curriculum is based on those foundational teachings of KCM. With each course, you can gain deeper knowledge of the Word of God and develop a lifestyle of faith, integrity, and excellence. Learn spiritual and practical tools for excellence in ministry and how to apply those to your individual ministry calling. KCBC is located on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. On our campus, you'll see students from 18 to 80 years old. Strong bonds of friendship and mentoring have occurred in the student body as generations have come together. You may have recently graduated from high school or been out in the workforce and now seeking the Lord for your next step. Come and be trained and equipped at the revival capital of the world. Then set out to serve the Lord in your calling. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Bible College, go to kcbiblecollege.org. If you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. Let one of our licensed, trained prayer ministers pray in faith with you. Write down those scriptures that they pray over you and stand on them for your miracle. God's word is forever settled in heaven, and you can fully lean and trust the God who loves you. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.